USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Governor Andrew Cuomo is running out of time and friends as he stares down the prospect of being the first New York governor impeached in more than 100 years, with his own party leading the way. Days after Attorney General Letitia James, also a Democrat, released a detailed report, Cuomo is bleeding support at home and among the Democratic Party's national heavyweights. During an event in Alabama, Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested the crowd greet government volunteers promoting COVID-19 vaccines with guns if they knock on their doors.
Alabama might be one of the most unvaccinated states in the nation. Well, Joe Biden wants to come talk to you guys. Yeah, well, what they don't know is in the South, we all love our Second Amendment rights.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate is bracing for a days-long infrastructure slog that is expected to spill into early next week after hopes of getting a quick deal unraveled.
We very much want to finish this important bill, but we aren't there yet as work continues on the agreement. I am filing cloture on both the substitute and the underlying bill for a Saturday vote.
Senators under the chamber's schedule should be starting their weeks-long August recess, leaving town until mid-September. The reported rise in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Florida will likely not lead to a large increase in deaths, Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday, pointing to the efficacy of vaccines in preventing severe disease and mortality. We think the fact that even amidst a lot of positive tests, you still see much less mortality than we did year over year, that's important, DeSantis, a Republican, told a press conference about an unrelated issue in Sarasota. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
If you just can't get enough mustard with your hot dog, French's may have a solution. Here's Mike Fortier.
Saturday is National Mustard Day, and French's is out with the recipe for a mustard hot dog bun. French's says it's taking flavor to sunny new heights by mixing its classic yellow right into the dough for the brightest buds your buds will ever taste. You can try them out today in New York at Yankee Stadium, in L.A., Chicago, and in Baltimore at the home of the Orioles. If you can't make it to one of those locations, you can make a mustard bun at home. A recipe is available at McCormick.com. These unusual creations are becoming a Mustard Day tradition for French's. Last year, they posted a recipe for mustard beer-basted sausages and onions, and 2 years ago, they released a recipe for mustard ice cream. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Florida Department of Education, in an emergency meeting on Friday, unanimously passed two orders to prop up the state's recently enacted Bill of Parental Rights. The first order provides a mechanism to transfer a child to a private school or another school district under a scholarship when a student is subjected to harassment tied to a school district's COVID-19 mitigation protocols. The scholarships in question, called HOPE scholarships, are funded mostly by new car sales with eligible sales tax contributions. The second order allows students to be credited with attendance if they are attending school outside of the classroom, such as during quarantine. The credit would be given for attendance provided the child has the adequate tools they need. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.